loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
Talk. Hey man, what's going on?
Hey bro.
Yo.
Hey.
What's
like?
How are you, Armando Aranda?
I, Mike Zimmer.
Yes.
I am doing good.
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 Ooh.
There's an extra O.
I know. I noticed. Yeah. It's three, right?
Yeah, three
or four?
O. No, three.
Okay. So just all right. Good. Okay. I'm also good, I'd say. Nice and chill. We had a pleasant discussion about Spider-Man Homecoming. Check out that late-ass review. It should be up by now. If not, it'll be up soon. I fucking promise. God damn it. I'm only one man, people. And we've been dealing with a lot of production stuff.
Yep.
Moving shit. What? Doing shit. And getting things done.
Yeah,
and
sounds dirty. Place,
living other planets, possibly. Dimensions of the mind. Who, what? Who knows? You know, it's until you sign something.
What?
Sorry. What if I just did that? Jesus Christ. What if I did that for a whole fucking minute? Just what? And then you're like, no, seriously. Guys, we got a nerd update for you. Again, by the way, don't know if you caught it or not at the beginning, but Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And of course, download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is
Yotina.
Dad.
Podomatic.
Dad.
Come.
No. Don't make it weird at the end, man.
What?
Oh, you said it weird.
I'm just talking with my voice here.
You took time on it like, I'm going to make it weird and say come, but make it sound like come. You did it. Oh, God.
Look.
No.
If you have a problem with the way I talk.
No, it's not the way you talk. You don't talk like that, Armando.
You know, the ACLU would like to hear about this.
What ACLU? What are you talking about? Who are you right now?
I have rights.
Who you have rights or you are rights?
I am
you living
rights.
Embodiment of rights. Right
I
now?
Am rights.
We're trying to do a nerd update. Rights. What's going on here? We know we have the right to freedom of expression. Rights.
Rights.
Oh, okay. So, oh God, you're communicating like Groot now.
I am rights.
Don't you fucking bastard? No, listen, rights.
I am
we
rights.
We have rights. You are rights, but we have rights too. So you can't take them. We just all have them. You can't be the living embodiment of what rights are. We all have them. Are we ready to move on with the first story?
Well.
Speaking of rights, yes. I got... Okay, here's the first story, guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. This is something... Armando, remember... Okay, every nerd update, there's always one story that comes up that I said, do you remember when I told you that these fuckers were fuckheads and I was right and they were wrong? More or less, right?
Right.
Like every week, every time we do a nerd update. Well, check out this bullshit. Hold on, I got to load it on my... All right, I got to figure... I got a new phone, so I'm trying to... I'm like an old man. I'm like, how do I open it? All right, check this shit out, fuckers. So Brian Fuller originally had a very different idea on the path that Star Trek Discovery, that's right, remember we talked about this before, Star Trek Discovery, the new the CBS series, like he had a different path, like the one I talked about.
Right.
Last time we talked about Star Trek Discovery, and remember when they pulled our reaction video?
Right.
To the series, because I gave away that, remember?
Yeah.
And it was, what was it, CBS pulled our shit?
They
Let's call them
CBS.
Out. We're not affiliated with fucking CBS. Fuck them.
Well, we're not.
They pulled our shit, dude, off of YouTube, and they had no right. We had fair use.
Right.
And we were saying we were pretty much giving away what Brian Fuller was going to do with it, but then they dropped Brian Fuller and changed it. We were giving... I was basically saying, oh, yeah, he's going to do this. The guy... So he had a really cool idea. Check out this shit, motherfuckers. And I was right about it. And I'm telling you again, I was right about it. I'm doing a song about... I was right about it. We were right about it. Armando. All right.
Yeah.
That's good enough. This is the anthology series idea that we discussed in our trailer reaction that was removed by CBS. So it basically, it was taking a different path, and was going to explore multiple eras throughout the history of the franchise by turning Discovery into an anthology series. While speaking with Entertainment Weekly, Fuller said that the original pitch was to do for science fiction what American Horror Story had done for horror. Remember, I said that. God damn it! Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm just, when I'm right about something and the guy says exactly the same fucking thing I was saying, it kind of pisses me off. He said it would platform a universe of Star Trek shows. That was the idea. It would be like American Horror Story to horror, basically. So like it would be the same, maybe the same cast, maybe some characters would come back, maybe take place in different eras. Who knows? But it was just going to be like this anthology series. That was the idea. So he left because, you know, CBS is like, well, fuck that shit. We're not FX. This isn't Fargo, Fuller. We want a cast of characters that we're going to follow for like 10 years or whatever. I don't know if it's good.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck? Isn't that shitty that people like Star Trek is like one of the first like sci-fi series that like came out and it was always just shat on. They always shat on it.
Right.
CBS always shat on it, even to the point that they're shitting on it again in this new iteration, and they're fucking ejecting or getting the showrunner who did a successful run and is still doing a successful run on. God damn, I'm just pissed off. Like, so the series would have begun with Star Trek Discovery before moving through the eras of the original series, The Next Generation, and even further into the future. Mm-hmm. So we would have gotten Next Generation shit too.
Wow.
You know, like we would have gotten like Picard era shit. We could fucking Geordi LaForge could have shown up, man. LeVar Burton would have fucking jumped on that shit. He'd be like, fuck yeah, Geordi's back.
He's going to teach us to read.
He's going to show us how to read. you don't have to give him money this time. You already got enough. He's good. Reading Rainbow's back. Yeah. That's another good, awesome point for Reading Rainbow. Shout out to Reading Rainbow. So it seems that CBS wasn't overly keen to commit to that plan. So after all, there's an enormous cost in setting up a Star Trek series. You know, makeup, special effects, god damn, the cast. And to do that at the beginning of every season wasn't something they wanted to agree to. Because they're CBS and they're poor as shit. Right. They can't afford to fucking change the cast.
Oh.
And recreate maybe the Next Generation shit after they've already spent a year at CBS.
Right.
They don't have a lot of money.
Right.
I hate ripping on them so hard, but it's CBS.
Right.
What do they have right now? I'm sorry, but what does CBS have right now? Is Colbert on CBS?
Well, everybody loves Raymond.
No, that's over. Not on anymore. I'm talking about now, Armando. Look at me and not the phone. God damn you. He's looking at his phone. Yet again.
I don't want to think about the fate of CBS.
Why?
Because.
What do they have on CBS that we know of that's any good?
Wait. I know this.
You're trying to think of something.
NCIS? Is that on?
I don't know. Is it?
That's what I mean.
That's why I don't get why CBS won't just fucking get something on there that'll.
Oh, wait, they have like, a Sherlock show, right?
Is Sherlock on CBS?
Well, not Sherlock, but there's something.
Oh, the ripoff of Sherlock?
Yeah, something like that.
Rip off, rip lock? Rip off lock?
Oh, Elementary.
Right? Lucy Liu's in that.
Yeah.
Lame. Moving along. There were also disagreements over the release date of Star Trek Discovery, which CBS hoped to launch by February 2017. CBS had already delayed the series once and were forced again when Brian Fuller cast Sonika. So, God damn it. I'm such a douchey white fuck. Sonika Martin Green. I'm sorry if I fucked up her name. She was cast as the lead. AMC wouldn't release the actress until the current season of The Walking Dead was concluded. All right. The network was also frustrated with how much time Fuller was spending on American Gods for Stars. And that's a great show, by the way. American Gods is fucking awesome. Check that out. It's over on Stars, though. But don't worry, they got Ash vs. Evil Dead on Stars, too. So that's also good. Like, so you got two good shows right there. And Ash vs. Evil Dead is dope. It's so much fun. In the second season, they just are like, fuck it, let's do whatever we want. And they just went crazy. Like, fucking the Million Dollar Man was on. Like, the guy who, like, the actor. He played Ash's dad.
Wow.
It was amazing. So, yeah, I mean, they're getting, I mean, fucking Stars is becoming pretty dope. So, you know, whatever. Fuck it. You know what, Brian Fuller? Go to American Gods. Keep it up with the other shit you're doing. If he's not doing the goddamn Fargo series, I apologize for that. I kept connecting him to it. If he is, good. I was right. Yay. So That's basically what happened. That's why we lost that one. So we're going to get a more different version of that, as in a cheaper, more affordable one cast, one ship, one issue, one problem every week. Because they can only afford that much. All right,
just one at a time.
One alien bad guy at a time. And only, yeah, we can't afford too much of this blue screen shit. We're going to have more meetings in Star Trek again, guys. Remember how Star Trek, it was all about board meetings? Yeah. We're going back to the board meetings, guys. We can't afford the fucking fighting stuff anymore. Oh, that's sad. However, Brian Fuller isn't too broken up about the experience. He said that he got to dream big as a lifelong Star Trek fan. He's certainly excited for Discovery, but the thought of a Star Trek anthology series is quite exciting. So, you know, it would have been great, but whatever. Star Trek Discovery will debut on CBS at some point. They're saying September 24th, 2017, before moving to CBS All Access. Oh, no. What does that mean, moving to CBS All Access? Does that mean it's not going to be on regular CBS? What does that mean? Does it mean it's only available on CBS Online? Oh, no. Come on, that's Star Trek, man. These fuckers. Yeah, these fuckers are being fuckers. Ah, fuck them. Enough is enough. Okay, it's such a non-story. Well, it's not a non-story. We fucking predicted all of this shit. I mean, we talked about this like months ago. We've talked about this.
Right.
We said we were looking forward to this anthology series. The issue was is that CBS is fucking poor. They're CBS. They can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get it. They're just going to do a lame-ass, watered-down version of what Brian Fuller wanted to do. That's fine. Let Brian Fuller go on and do American Gods, build up stars. And kick ass with that series. And he's already a fucking dope-ass showrunner, so let him do his thing.
Yeah, well,
let him do his thing. Like, fuck it. He doesn't need that bullshit. They're moving to all-access CBS, which sounds like they're just flushing it down the toilet now that they lost Brian Fuller.
Well, can't CBS just, like, take, you know, the rights to Star Trek and give it to, well, not give it, but
they wouldn't relinquish the rights. It's like a property that big.
No, but I mean, like, you know, just like make a deal with some other, like, you know, studio with more money.
No, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope they'd be sensible enough to do something like that,
right?
But I don't think they are. I think they're going to do whatever they're going to do to retain the rights to the Star Trek rights are massive. Are you kidding me? It's like the merchandising alone, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but the merchandising alone is insane on Star Trek. It's almost as crazy as Star Wars merchandising. Now, Star Wars merchandising is a different story.
Right.
They monopolized the fucking market on that, man. The Star Wars stuff. They kill it every time. They sell the most shit. Like, fucking, that's all Star Wars is now. It's just toys. It's so fucking crazy. I remember when I was a kid, it was hard to find Star Wars toys.
Right.
They weren't really around when I was a kid.
Right.
And then I got older, and then finally you could get them.
Right.
I was like, well, okay. And then they had a fucking too many. And I'm like, God damn, I don't even know who this guy is. Who is this guy?
Right.
Who, Plo Koon? Who's Plo Koon?
Plo Koon?
Plo Koon? What does he do? And I read the back. He's like, Plo Koon is like a janitor on Death Star, but he was in the cantina in one scene. And as a little kid, I'm looking at it going, why the fuck would I want this? This isn't Han Solo. This isn't Luke Skywalker. This is Plo Koon. Who the fuck? He didn't have any lines. He was just in one scene. Why did they make this? Who would buy this? And then I remember seeing a guy, and I looked over, and he was looking at another Plo Koon. And he's just like, and he was just checking. He was an older guy,
right?
A collector.
Oh, so he can have everything.
Just so he can have a Plo Koon. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who cares about? And so I never gave a shit. That's why I never gave a shit about the toys. I mean, like, because you know, you go down that nerdy path of collectibles and things, and it's like, dude, you might as well just become like the fucking Tamagotchi. Not Tamagotchi. What was it? Beanie Baby guy or Beanie Baby lady. Just become a Beanie Baby lady and just and people devote a whole room to the shit that they collect.
Yeah,
you know, like buy houses for a spare room just to put all their shit in it. That's a level of nerddom that we're not trying to shit on completely, because we understand the collectibles thing. Look, I want a fucking hoverboard. I mean, skateboard. I want a hoverboard. I want like a replica Marty McFly. Like, what was it? Hasbro?
Right.
Was it Hasbro? What was the company?
Oh, no. That was Mattel.
That's right.
M-A-T-T-E-L.
Mattel. That Mattel did that. I want the logo on there. I want the recreated one. I'll put trucks and wheels on it and skateboard it around. Why not? It'll look cool as shit. But, like, regardless, that level of nerddom I just can't deal with. So, you know, Star Trek is almost... That's what I'm saying. Star Trek doesn't need this show. They have that level of, like... merchandising. They don't need to do the show. They could just say, hey, we got this show with new characters, make new toys. The collectors will go out and buy all the fucking toys and all the action figures. Oh, it's the new version of this shit. Let's go get all the toys and there'll be collectibles later because no one will like the show and it'll die. And then we'll have all the toys. Like the Scott Bakula one. Remember that? Scott Bakula was the captain. It was called Enterprise.
I remember that as the first Star Trek.
Quantum Leaps.
Star
Scott
Trek.
Bakula.
That I could
from
not.
From the 90s. That show was dope. Don't lie. Bring that
Quantum
back.
Leap.
Bring it back. Bring Quantum Leap. Bring Bakula back with it.
Bring Bakula back.
Bring back the guy who played Al. He was great. You know, there's a theory that Al was, his real name was artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah?
AI. Al.
AI.
It wasn't Al. It was like, his name wasn't Al. It looked like Al, but like really, yeah, that's like one of those fan theories about Quantum Leap. Anyway, there's a little conspiracy theories series for anyone who's familiar with that show from the 90s. That's an awesome dude, Quantum Leap. You got to check it out. He would jump into the bodies of people in that time period, and then they would jump into his body in that time period.
Right.
It was so crazy. It was like a weird Buddhist thing, like of traveling through time.
Right, right.
Through other people's memories. It was fucking crazy. It was ahead of its time. They should bring it back. You know what? We're retaining the rights to Quantum Leap immediately. How much is it? It can't be that much. It's like $1.50.
Yeah.
It's Quantum Leap. It's okay, $10.
We're going to bundle it with...
It's a bundle deal? What, yeah. We get Swamp Avenger too? Or Swamp Thing or whatever?
Swamp Thing.
Not Swamp Thing.
Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, Toxic Avenger. He's our hero. Bring the bad guys down to zero. Okay, so Star Trek's fine, like, money-wise. And they got the movies anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The Chris Pines.
Right.
And the Zach.
Right. They could.
The Zach guy who's in American Horror Story.
Bring
it back.
They could work with studios for the movies, right? Yeah. Why don't they just work with other studios for the show? That would make sense.
I agree. I don't know why. I mean, look, Sony and Marvel clearly have shown that collaborative efforts work as far as financial gain is concerned.
Mm.
We can have that in TV Town, you know? TV Town can have that too. Why don't we do that with TV Town? No, said no, says TV Town.
No, that's not the rules.
That's not the rules, says TV Town. And we go, why the fuck is that the deal, TV Town? They go, fuck you, nerds. We're going to take your video off of YouTube. What? Why? Because fuck Brian Fuller. We're doing it different. We're doing it the way we've always done it. And we're going to flush it down the toilet by putting it on the All Access thing, which doesn't sound like real CBS to me. I don't even want to look up what CBS All Access is.
Well,
it just sounds like it's their fucking own app or something.
Yeah,
you can only
that's
watch
probably
a show
own.
On that app.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a
probably
way to get
like
people
own,
to download their bullshit app.
Their own.
That's it. That's how they're going to do it. They're trying
HBO
to make money
Go
off.
Knockoff. Yeah,
yeah, there we go. That's enough. We're not going to advertise this Discovery show anymore. Now that Brian Fuller's off it, and we were right about what the... Man...
Right.
I wanted that show so bad where they were going to go to different eras and we were going to get... I wanted to go to the Next Generation era again for like one season just for the fuck of it.
Right.
Just to see what it was like. And we almost got that, man. Just for the fuck of it. They could have even gone back to Kirk's era just for fun for a year. For one season.
Oh, man. And with the colored lights and
yes,
everything.
All of it. Like the same special effects.
Same
all of it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, film it the same way.
Right. My God. Exactly.
Nerds would eat that shit up. They're fucking dumb. Dumb. Speaking of dumb, what's the next story, Armando? You've got it locked and loaded.
Well,
locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Okay, well.
Aranda is what they call them.
Yeah, Aranda.
At the bars we hang out at.
Yeah, that's what they call
them. Yep, at all those bars we drink at.
Yep. Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. Okay, badass. All right, what's the story? I bought you enough time, dickwad.
Well, audiences can expect to see more of T.J. Miller's Weasel in Deadpool 2.
Good. I like Weasel. I'm just kidding. Sorry. No, he was great. I love T.J. Miller, but he's in trouble now because he said something bad.
Oh?
Yeah, T.J. Miller got in trouble because he said something bad. I don't know what he said, but it was bad. It was something about ladies. But carry on. Sorry.
Oh, no. Along with... and happier news. along with Miller, we've known for some time now that several cast members from the first movie will be returning for the sequel, such as Brianna Hildebrand as Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah!
Leslie Uggams as Blind Al.
Of course, Blind Al was dope, yes.
Morena Baccarin as Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan Kapikic as Colossus.
Oh, good, they're bringing that Colossus back.
Yeah,
nice.
I didn't know that was his name. Kapikic. Karen Soni as Taxi Driver Dopender.
Oh, Dopender? Is Dopender's coming back? Yeah, the cab driver? I guess so. That's awesome, because he's randomly in the Deadpool comics.
Right.
Holy shit, they're bringing all of them back, even Dopender. He was dope. Yeah, awesome. Nice.
In addition to those characters, the movie will be introducing several new people as well.
Oh, shit. What's going on now? Oh, well, obviously, Mr. Brolin. Josh, we see me Brolin. Riding Cable. See when we're riding Cable. Just Brolin is fucking Cable. All right.
The upcoming sequel has been making headlines over the past few months, keeping fans guessing as who the studio would cast as the time-traveling mutant Nathan Summers, a.k.a. Cable.
Yeah, Cable. Right.
And yeah, Josh Brolin was later cast in the part,
yeah,
which means he will be pulling double duty as Cable in X-Men franchise as well as Madman Titan Thanos.
Oh, the Mad Titan.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Shortly before Brolin jumped aboard, Atlanta star Zazie Beetz joined the sequel as Domino.
Yep. Which I think is like really awesome casting. Zazie Beetz as Domino. Wow. I never would have thought, because Domino is such a wild card character like when it comes to casting, but she's such a character herself that you're like, yeah, she's going to own it. Because Domino keeps up with Deadpool. Like, right. Deadpool's in love. Like, they'll hook up every once in a while. Like,
and
they got a fucked up relationship, man.
And that name, though.
Zazie Beetz?
Zazie Beetz.
Is it spelled like beets? Like you eat them? They grow from the ground?
It's spelled like beets, but with a Z.
Like Beats by Dre, but with two E's?
Yes, kind of, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm getting confused now. just spell it. B-E-E-T-Z?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine, whatever. What's the name? What's in a name? I knew a guy whose last name was Butts. I'm not even kidding you, just Butts. B-U-T-T-S, Butts.
Was he Dick Butts?
No. I wish his name was Richard Butts, because I'd be like Dick Butts. But if there's anyone in his family named, it's just, I don't want to insult them. I'm not going to say his first name, but yeah. Butts. Wish it was with a Z. Anyway, so what's the scoop?
The scoop?
Main. What's the scoop?
The scoop, main.
About Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin?
Ryan Brolin.
Well, it says all the inclusion of the characters, such as Cable and Domino, will likely overshadow production. There will still be room to flesh out established characters, such as Weasel.
Nice.
While doing press for his latest film, The Emoji Movie...
Oh, God. Keep going.
T.J. Miller told MovieWeb that audiences should expect to see more of Weasel in the upcoming Deadpool sequel.
All right. I'm down with that. I liked Weasel, but I don't know what happened with T.J. Miller, but I guess he said some shit that pissed people off, and now everyone's hating on T.J. Miller. So I'm like, okay, what'd he say? I don't know. I don't care. You know what I like? I like Deadpool, and T.J. Miller's in Deadpool, and I don't know about his personal life. I don't know what he said. All he said is words. It's not like he pulled a Bill Cosby, for fuck's sake. He didn't do anything physical to anybody. He just said shit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he said either, but it's not like he fucking drugged the ladies and made them have the stuff with them, the sex stuff.
I don't know. I mean, it depends, though. It depends. Yeah. You know, it's like...
what do you mean it depends?
Well, you know,
how can that be worse? How can what anyone says be worse than what than you know, forcing yourself on someone when they're drugged?
Oh, well, not worse than that. But
that's what I'm talking about. Like, fucking, he couldn't say anything worse than that physical act, and that's a fucking real thing. These are just words.
But I mean, you can say things that will be that you just shouldn't. Well,
man,
that,
you call someone a cunt once. And you mean it when you say it, and then you're crucified the rest of your life. Look, she was a cunt, and you know she was a cunt.
That's why I called
her a cunt.
All right, she was a cunt.
I told you, that bitch
God.
Was a cunt, and I said, look, it was such a cunt.
It feels so good to say
I
that.
I know, now we know it.
Yeah.
Well, not well, yeah. Now, they don't know. They don't know.
Now
we're talking.
Not hiding it.
They have no idea who we're talking about. But you know, I was right. She was.
Yeah, you're right.
She still is.
You're right.
She maintains her cuntiness.
I didn't want to say it, but
it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a lady. Men can be cunts.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Look, we got plenty of cunts up in the hierarchy.
Just go to Scotland or something.
Yeah. They say cunt all the time over in the UK. Yeah. We're calling each other, can I get any of you cunts a drink? And you're like, Jesus Christ, man. Did you fucking calm down? It's like, no, it's just how we talk, mate. It's like, all right, fine. I'll take, yes, this cunt would like a pint of bitter or whatever the fuck you got over here. Fucking Mordor, Middle Earth shit. Well, okay. I'm just down for Deadpool 2, and I'm down for Brolin. I'm more excited about this project more. Yeah, TJ Miller?
Yep.
Whatever. I mean, he's funny. He's great. Weasel was a great character. I'm looking forward to more Weasel. That's fine, but I want to see Deadpool and Cable fucking people up. I can't wait for that. That looks dope. Like, and Josh Brolin as Cable with Ryan Reynolds playing. I mean, goddamn. I mean, that dynamic is going to be amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. I genuinely am. What do you think?
Oh, man.
That's what I'm gleaning from the article.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. It's, it's going to be amazing. Can't wait. I just hope they don't fuck it up. I just hope they don't fuck it up.
I know, isn't it? It's, every time I'm like, just don't fuck it up, right?
Right.
Just don't fuck it up. And they didn't fuck up the first one.
Yeah, the first one was great.
But it took them 10 years to make the first one. Right. So they had 10 years to develop that.
Right.
This last one, they've only had about, what, like a year or so to do it?
Yeah.
I mean...
So there might be like the Lady Gaga thing going on?
I hope not, man. I hope, but you know, like but remember that little bit we saw, that little teaser we saw? And we did a trailer reaction to that as well. It was the Deadpool 2 teaser trailer. Where he was in the phone,
phone booth.
So we did a reaction to that. Check it out on Simmer Mike again, all caps, no space. Simmer Mike, like I'm yelling at you, Simmer Mike. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Just to remind you, website yotino.podmac.com. Just gotta remind you every once in a while. Fucking part of the job. God damn it, 30 minutes passed. We gotta mention it.
It looks like it's coming together great.
I hope it does. I mean, that little trailer that we saw that we did the reaction to,
right,
was dope.
Right.
It was dopeness, and it was fucking funny. He was in there, like, literally just changing, and that was the whole trailer, was him changing into his Deadpool suit.
Yeah.
And then this guy saying, just don't rob me, please, just don't, and just... obviously, go watch it, obviously. Yeah. It's hilarious.
And if they could go with that
if
tone.
If that's the direction they're headed, then I'm like, all right, we're good. Yeah. We're good. That's fucking
dark
funny.
And it's hilarious.
And they took risks with the humor.
Right.
Like, you take a risk. When you do a bit like that, you take a risk with doing a bit like that, taking that long. And it's not even a real trailer.
Right.
It's just a fucking troll trailer. Like, this is what it would be like if a superhero didn't have super speed and they had to switch in their super costume. And they had to be like, fuck. And like, yeah. And they had to save the day. Then they'd be too late, probably.
Yeah.
By the time they fucking got there, all their gear on, the guy'd be dead. So,
yeah,
that's why
I know.
Deadpool has to
Things
always
can happen
wear his shit.
In a split second.
Huh?
Like in emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember.
Shit flips in a minute.
Yeah.
Less than a minute, in a second, half a second. Oh, shit. It already switched.
No, I remember one time, like outside my house, that a guy
was back in Brooklyn, by the way.
Well, Queens, actually.
Sorry.
But
Queens.
Yeah, this time it was Queens.
Queens.
Yeah, so like somebody was getting robbed out in front of my building.
That sounds like Queens, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, it was at night. And uh-huh. Then it's like, well, I mean, like, I was like stirred from my sleep.
Well,
I was like,
there's
scared.
A robbery going on, man. Yeah. Of course it's going to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, I was scared. And
it's
going
to scare the shit out of anyone.
I was just
What'd
like.
What'd you do?
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, I didn't quite know what was going on. I'm like, and then I called 911.
Oh,
and then
good.
I told them, like, there's two guys fighting outside by my
shit.
Place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then she told me, okay, where are you? I gave her the address, but then I realized I didn't quite give her the right address. And I was like, oh, wait, this address. And then she's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know, we'll send somebody over. And, like, you know, it seemed like forever. You know,
well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the cops came really fast, but it seemed like forever.
Yeah.
you know?
Of course, it does. Whenever you're in a crisis scenario and you're like, where are the cops? Where, oh God, where are they? Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, you're like, you almost think they're going to be there in 30 seconds, but it takes them time to get there, man.
Yeah.
They got to drive their cars and shit over there.
Yeah, like, I mean, even if it's like a minute or two, it can feel like
Yeah, forever. And you hear the sirens, you're like, where are they? I can hear the sirens. Where the fuck are they? And they're like, where are they? Where are they? They're looking for, you know, them, and they're probably looking for you, and yeah, it's just, ugh.
Right.
That's why it takes so long, because then, you know, it's a crisis scenario and everyone's trying to get to that crisis and help as quickly as they can. So yeah, I mean, I'm sorry you went through that, but you know, what happened? Did the guy
I don't think he got caught. Like, the guy ran off when he saw the cops were about to come.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. At least that worked, you know.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, good job. At least you called the police and got them to go over there. I thought you were going to say, so I jumped down with my fucking katana, and I'm like, what's up, bitches? And I started slice, 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 slice. I was gonna be like, what?
Well, you know, it's like that first fight in Kick-Ass. It's just like, you don't know.
Oh, my God. I love that series, and I love that moment when in the movie he goes to, it's like, all right, I'm going to fight crime, and then those guys just beat the shit out of him.
Right.
And he's like, oh, fuck. Ah. And he gets so, and then, but the time he does fight all those guys, and he finally holds him back enough, that was a powerful moment.
Right.
It's like, wow, this is what one person can do if they really stand up and do the right thing. And people, like, were recording it and shit. But the thing is that there's real-life people that do that, and they get recorded all the time, and no one gives a fuck.
Right.
And they're called police officers. They're called firemen. They're called paramedics. They're called doctors. They're called teachers. Mm-hmm. You know? And they don't ever get filmed. They don't ever get put on TV. They don't ever, you know, I mean, they do, but, like, you only hear the bad stuff, generally. And even if it's teachers or doctors or anyone.
I wish teachers got better.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Teachers need to make as much as doctors, if not more. God damn it. Sorry. Wake up, sheeple. Alex Jones is on the show. We're hijacking this nerd update, goddammit. All right, first of all, Bilderberg is involved. What? What's Bilderberg? You shut the fuck up. It's my show now. Oh, my God. Alex Jones is here again. How the fuck did he get all the way out here? What do you mean? What are you telling the people? What are you not telling the people about Team Awesome Inc.? Where are you located
did
now?
Did you go through the window? How did you
God damn it. I found you in this city, and you tell people where you are. Fuck off, Alex Jones. We can't talk about things until things are signed. All right? Now you go back out the window, and you wait outside like we discussed. All right, fine. But 1876, God damn it, Alex, just fucking go away. God, 1876. All right, sorry about that, guys. A little Alex Jones interruption there. Anyway, to get off our high horses, we think that education needs to be taken care of. Sorry. We're not allowed to really to discuss important things on the Nerd Update.
Uh-oh.
Only nerdy things.
Yeah, sorry. Fun times.
Fun, happy times.
Fun,
yay,
happy time.
Nerd Update.
It's a party.
Our country is falling apart.
It's a fun party.
I mean, it's stronger than ever. Yeah, it's a party. All right, speaking of parties, in 2009, a movie called Avatar, don't know if you've heard of it or not. Avatar, it busted the box office thanks to its mind-blowing use of 3D, and it effectively kick-starting a revolution with the format. Every studio was working hard to put everything from superhero blockbusters to camp horror movies in 3D, and even though the gimmick wore thin quickly, the trend marches on. But one company, IMAX Entertainment, has decided to get with the times and has recently announced they plan to migrate away from the plastic glasses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Seriously, fucking hell. Are you kidding me? That shit, I got headaches every time I'd watch that 3D IMAX shit. Anyway, the announcement came the other day via the wrap when the theater company released disappointing second quarter earnings, with IMAX Entertainment CEO Greg Foster saying how they will begin to shift away from 3D in hope of reinvigorating the business. One example Foster mentioned was the recent success of Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk, which we haven't seen yet. I'm sorry, we'll get to it, we swear to God. A movie that showed across IMAX screens in bright, reliable 2D. That's because Chris Nolan doesn't do 3D. He does IMAX, and he does IMAX in 2D, and he loves the IMAX cameras. He's always filmed sequences in IMAX. He loves that visceralness of it.
Sweet.
So, like, it's worth noting Dunkirk was showing exclusively in 2D, which consumers have shown a strong preference for. We're looking forward to playing fewer 3D versions of films and more 2D versions. Oh, I mean, my God, they're fucking doing it. They're listening to the people. Everyone's like, we're fucking sick of 3D, man.
We're still raising ticket prices.
Meanwhile, James Cameron's like, shit, I got like six Avatar movies, all 3D. Oh, fuck. What am I going to do? Adapt, and improve, James. So, all right. So Dunkirk opened to $50 million over the weekend, and almost 25% of that amount came from IMAX screens, which is a big percentage for an IMAX screening. Like $50 million, 25% of that were IMAX screens. Not bad opening weekend.
Well, now I want to see IMAX.
Dunkirk and IMAX is the fucking thing to see now. The movie was shot in IMAX, obviously, and Nolan himself encouraged people to watch the movie in the format it was intended to be seen in. The upcoming sci-fi film Blade Runner 2049 will also be exclusively shown in 2D on IMAX. Okay, Armando, we got to buy our tickets immediately. Right, fuck yes. You people. Pausing the we got to pause the update. Okay, we're back. We just bought our tickets. We bought five of them. Fuck you. We're going to save the three for our bags and of candy. Fuck all of you. No, I wish we could do that. We can't yet because it's not out yet. But it's coming out very soon. It's going to be an IMAX 3D? Not 3D, sorry. IMAX just 2D exclusively? What? That's amazing. Blade will also be exclusively shown in 2D on IMAX screens.
Amazing.
Yes. Perfect. We better get our tickets arranged for that as soon as possible.
And what about Valerian?
Because that will sell out. So fuck, it's Blade Runner 2049. It's like almost 30 fucking over 30 years since anyway.
Yeah, that movie is
one of the best science fiction films of all. No, it's in the American top 100 American film, like AFI's top 100 films of all time. Blade Runner is like in there. It's in the top 50.
And the aesthetic is amazing.
Blade Runner's
beautiful.
In the top 50 greatest films ever made. And this movie, so far the trailers are great. I like Jared Leto as Robo Jesus. Looking forward to that. We'll see how Robo Jesus does. Shout out to Robo Jesus. So, what do you think, man? The fucking IMAX chain is like, we're done with 3D. We don't want 3D anymore. It's fucking 3D. Everyone talks about it. They're like, don't see it in 3D. See it regular. Everyone says see regular. Go see it in regular. They don't say 2D. They say see it regular.
Yeah.
Now, why do you suppose that is? Is it because the 3D is shitty? Or is it because we don't like 3D? I don't know. Is the 3D that bad?
Can it be both?
Can it be both? Maybe it's just that bad and we just don't like it? I don't understand. Like, do we prefer looking at things on a screen instead of seeing it actually being more visceral? But it's like we're going more and more into VR. I'm like, what's going on? Like, even in VR, you could sit down and watch a screen.
Right.
In VR, you could remember that Gorillaz music video I showed you was in 360?
Oh, yeah.
There's an iPad. You're looking at a fucking screen on a screen that's on your heads in VR, and you're looking, and it's fucking meta as shit. But, it's the same diff. Like, people do that. I'm like, do we just want a 2D screen to watch shit on? Is that just what we want to watch now? Just a 2D screen? We don't want that concave. We don't want that reality.
Well, here it is. Like take video games for example.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the Wii was pretty good for a little while, but it was mostly like a gimmick.
It was such a gimmick. Come on, Nintendo really banked on the gimmickiness of it, and it worked.
It did work that
because it was the first system that came out that did motion control shit.
Right.
Like, really, and it was like, they were like, damn it, they jumped on it first.
It was just like
party
games.
It saved
them
for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the 3DS and the DS saved them for a while, too.
Right.
But, unfortunately, now Mario's an app. You can play Mario Run.
Right.
But
also, the consoles went back to just being,
Yeah, yeah.
Even Nintendo's consoles went back to being mostly just couch.
Even the app is like a simple Mario jump game.
Right.
You just press the screen once, and it's Mario Run, and you just jump. That's all you do. And he's Jumpman anyway, so whatever. Like, it works. It's just, and it's bad. That's back to basics. It's like, yeah, the graphics may be updated, but have you played the Wii versions of Mario? Like any of the new ones, the new school ones?
I want
to. And then
to.
You get all four people on the same screen. And
new
it's
Super
all,
Mario Brothers?
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. It's like one of the best fucking Mario Brothers games I played because it was like, wow, it's like the old school game.
Right.
But new school shit. Like you're playing the same game, but it's like all the people who made it were kids who played it. I'm like, oh, I wish you could play with all your friends and have them all on the same screen.
Right.
But again, way off subject here. We're talking about
3D.
I mean, again, it's the nerd update, so we go off the fucking tracks every time. I guess basically we're fine with it. It's just back to basics. People like, I don't know. I guess it's just people want it to keep it simple.
Well, one, they want it simple, and one, they
it's
want...
All, I mean, the movies are... I mean, the fucking... Apparently, Valerian and City of a Thousand Planets is just melting everyone's brains right now. We got to see that.
Oh, we got to.
It's out now. We have to see it immediately.
And
if
then
it's
we'll
in
come
IMAX,
back, and
if
we'll
it's
be
in
like,
IMAX, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to let my brain, like, reconfigure itself, and my updating software have to process for a while to because, you know, my brain won't be able to keep up with what's going on the screen. Huh. I'm sure it's going to be, I mean, even the little bits and pieces I've seen of it, I was like, oh, whoa, slow down. Like, wait a minute. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to need, all right, let's go. It's like being in a really fast car for the first time. I just going, burn. You're like, whoa, easy. I know this thing could go fast, but we could die. Like, it almost feels like that. It's that level of future to me. I'm like, cool. It's
right.
That cool. I'm like, but I'm scared of it. It's that
just on the edge of your comprehension.
Exactly. Just beyond. Almost just beyond. Almost just beyond. But, you know, fuck the 3D, man. Fuck 3D. I never once felt, oh, this is cool. Like, at the first time I saw Avatar, I was like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah,
and then I got a headache.
Oh, yeah.
And then I liked the story in the movie, but I had a headache.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
And it was just Dances with Wolves with blue ballerina aliens.
Right.
That's all
yeah,
it is.
I mean, I wish the technology was a little bit better and the screens didn't look dark. You know, and, you know
like, well, guess what? IMAX is like, fuck 3D.
Right.
More or less, IMAX has just given the middle finger to 3D and said, look, most audiences prefer 2D. Suck a dick. We're going to 2D. We're IMAX. What are you going to do about it?
Well, isn't IMAX 3D like a better kind
it's
of 3D?
It's the better quality version of 3D. It's the best quality version 3D you can get, but
right.
It's still shitty 3D.
Really?
Nobody likes 3D. 3D is not really 3D.
I got to see another movie
in
IMAX 3D.
The 3D technology that they're presenting to us is not actually 3D. It's more like it's pushing you in instead of coming out at you. It's going in instead of coming out. That's the trick. People don't realize that's what's going on. That's why it seems 3D. You know how you could tell? Take a Nintendo 3DS and you play with it. You could turn the 3D on and off and you slide it on so you can adjust the 3D. So
right.
You figure out whether or not. So you, and then you see it in the 3D format and you're like, oh, this is going in. It's pushing in, but it looks like it's coming out. But it's actually going in. So that's what's going on with 3D at the movie theaters. They're not putting it out. They're pushing the screen back in. So that it looks like it's coming out. That's all they're doing. It's just the background. Yeah, I know, right? Like, once you figure that out, you're like, well, what the fuck are we doing 3D for? That's stupid. Like, it totally it takes the environment and fucks with it, so your orientation's all gone, and you're looking at it. It's like, yeah, that's why we need it in 2D. We understand that it's a 3D world. We don't need to be shown that. We don't need to.
We can figure it out.
We can figure that out. You don't have to make it that fucking complex yet. And don't make it that complex until you figure out the technology, because clearly it's not working. If IMAX is saying we don't want to do 3D, that's bad. Because IMAX is the big theater, the biggest, best one you can go to that everyone spends the money to go to. And they're like, I don't want to see it in 3D. I want to see it in regular. And they're like, well, fuck it. We're not getting 3D sales. Why are we going to screen 3D shit?
Right.
We're barely selling it. Fuck it. 2D from now on for IMAX. What do you think about that, 3D? And they're like, oh, shit. I guess we have to stick to the tiny theaters. But then they get the 360 ones.
Really?
They've got like full. Yeah, but that's a story. That's a whole other thing. We'll talk about that in the future when that happens. So regardless, currently I'm at the state of this. I'm like, good. 3D, go away. Armando, thoughts?
Well,
3D, go away.
You had a good run.
3D, it was good, a good time since Avatar was released in 2000, what?
2000-something.
2000-something or other. After 2000, I know it was after 2005.
It's probably, so, yeah, probably before 2010-ish.
Yeah. We'll say, 2008? Why not?
2008?
Yes. Why not?
Maybe. Why not?
I just read the year. I think it was 2009. But anyway, who knows? It's a mystery. We don't have time for research. We don't have time. We've only got time for one more article, then we got to move on. But other than that, so 3D go away, yes?
Yeah.
3D go away, yes.
I think, you know, come back when you got a better technology.
Come back when you got better technology someday, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so mean to 3D, but it sucks. Fucking sucks. It gives me a headache. I'm glad they're done. I'm glad IMAX is agreeing with us and the rest of the people. IMAX is like, yeah, fuck 3D. We're no more. We're going to do exclusively 2D shit in our IMAX awesome theaters. And guess what? The 3D makes it seem cheaper, too. Even though it's more money, it makes it seem... Doesn't it make it seem cheap? The, oh, it's kind in 3D. Of. It's like, oh, that seems cheap.
Right.
Even though it costs more money to see it in 3D, it just feels kind of cheap.
Right.
Like a... Ugh. Anyway, that's how I feel.
Yeah, go away, 3D.
Yeah, go away, 3D. And last article of the broadcast for this Nerd Update, Armando Aranda, what do we got on the table, on the table?
Well, I found it interesting.
Yes?
10 years after the first film, mm-hmm. the producers of The Simpsons have discussed the possibility
Wait,
of...
it's been 10 years since the first Simpsons film?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is it, 2017? Yep. 2007 is when The Simpsons movie came out?
Yep.
It was 10 years ago?
Yep.
Jesus, I'm old as fuck. All right, keep going.
All right.
I'm having a crisis of consciousness right now.
They've discussed the possibility of The Simpsons Movie 2.
Oh, no. If it didn't work the first time, why would you do it again? Learn from yourselves. Sorry, keep going. I won't interrupt this time.
The 2007 original may have been 17 years in the making, so naturally everyone is asking whether the wait will end up being as long for a sequel. A second big screen outing for the Yellow family was teased at the end of the movie, with Maggie's first word in front of the family at the end of the credits being sequel.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sequel, right?
Sequel. Ugh.
So now they have to do it because Maggie's first words were sequel. For a bit, they got to do a whole fucking shitty...
Do they
God
have
damn
to?
It. I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but I can't help it. That's such a cheap move, Matt. Gregorian, or whatever your name is.
Gregorian.
Matthew Gregorian. Yes.
In the decades since, there's been discussion of plans, but nothing concrete has emerged. However, while it's yet to get a green light, those involved are still keen not to rule it out.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Oh, God. Why, Simpsons? Why? Why do you have to do another one? Please. That first one was not... Maybe this is their chance to be like, look, hey, we fucked it up the first time. Here's what we should have done. We're sorry. Even DC is doing Suicide Squad 2. So they're gonna they're going to try and do a better one. Come on, give them a shot, right? I say, look, in a world of franchises and sequels and reboots, why the fuck not? You know what? They're remaking everything. At least it's the original guys. At least they're saying, hey, look, we know we fucked up with the first one. Let's do a second one, and we'll do it the right way this time, and we'll take the risks and chances we wanted, and blah, blah, blah. And it'll be good.
It could turn out good.
I'm saying they learned a lot, and it's been 10 years since the last one. So they're probably like, look, fuck it. Let's do it right.
I mean, I've been kind of afraid to watch The Simpsons for years.
Ever since I saw The Simpsons movie, I was like, eh.
Well,
and then I got turned off. You know, I've watched The Simpsons since then, but I mean, South Park and so many of the other shows that are out there. I like BoJack Horseman.
Way far ahead, yeah.
Yeah. BoJack Horseman's pretty great, too, if you've ever seen it. It's on Netflix. It's hilarious. Will Arnett does the voice. Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, God. What else is great animation-wise? Rick and Morty, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Get Swifty. Honestly, Rick and Morty, amazing. Amazing shit. Love it to death. Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon. Goddamn. They could make nothing but Rick and Morty for the rest of their lives, and I'd be happy.
It's brilliant and idiotic.
I would sit down and watch it until the day I die. It's that good.
Right.
It's that fucking good.
They need to pump out more episodes.
Oh, my God. Keep it coming. I loved that April Fool's one. On April Fool's Day, they played a whole episode, the first episode from season. I was like, Jesus Christ, they really did it. And I watched, and it was online. And it was, wouldn't it be the best troll ever if that was just a dream Rick had while he was in prison? And he was still in prison and he didn't escape. That would be the best. Anyway, yeah, you could go anywhere with that fucking show. I still think they're going to release Deadpool 2 on April Fool's Day. And they're not going to tell anyone. I think they're just going to do it.
Think so.
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to be like, Deadpool 2 is coming out soon. It's going to come out before April or maybe after. We don't know. Boom, it's April Fool's Day and it comes out. It's like you can only go and see it once before it comes out. And it's like, seriously. And no one believes me, but you can go. And then you go to your multiplex and yeah, you can see Deadpool 2. Yep, it's April Fool's Day, but yeah, you can go see it. And you go, you sit down in the theater and you go, this has got to be bullshit, right? This is going to be something. And it starts off with Deadpool acting like, oh, happy April Fool's Day, motherfuckers. And then the movie plays, and it's the actual movie.
Ha.
Then you're like, oh, shit. They're really doing it. How fucking, what a great marketing campaign. And by the way, you're welcome, Disney, and you're welcome, Marvel, and you're welcome, Hollywood. But let's get back to The Simpsons.
Yes.
Do they have a chance at this sequel?
I believe they do.
All right.
I mean,
will you give them, will you give them a chance? I don't know. I was burned after that first movie, dude. I'm like, I don't know, but I'm hoping they don't fuck it up.
Well, you know, my expectations were so low for the first movie.
Yeah.
I actually wound up being mildly amused.
Yeah, it was still a decent movie with good moments, you know, the humorous moments, memorable moments, but ultimately what are you going to do? You know, it's,
well, yeah,
it's not that good.
I mean, but yeah, they've been
It's not that good. I'm sorry. Like, you could point to any episode of The Simpsons and like even any of the Treehouses of Horror,
right?
The Treehouse of Horror episodes, and they're infinitely better than that movie.
Yeah,
any one of those anthology ones.
Yeah, you could get like more and harder laughs.
Oh God, easily
in one of those Treehouse of Horror episodes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't need to, the only one I think of, I could like the only show I can think of that I could watch for like 2 hours that would be amazing to see a 2 hour version of would be Rick and Morty. Think about it.
Right.
South Park was the first one, but they already did it, and they did a great job, and they got an Oscar nomination for their music. Because they're that fucking good, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. You could probably do the same thing with Rick and Morty and do a two-hour movie, because I could watch those characters for 2 hours, because that world is infinite. That show is infinite. The universe they've created there is infinite.
Right.
So for 2 hours, I could just sit there and be like, this is fucking amazing. This is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen ever. Yes.
Right.
Yes, they're doing everything they've ever wanted and more horrible shit because it's a rated R film.
Right.
Oh my God, yes.
And the animation's so fucked up.
This is so fucked up what I'm watching. It's like Team America World Police when Trey Parker and Matt Stone did the puppet movie. Oh my God, and the sex, the puppet sex for like and then the puppet vomiting.
And the puppet fighting.
And then that whole speech about dicks, pussies, and assholes. I love it. I love it. And it's all puppets. It's all done the style of Thunderbirds. Right? Thunderbirds? Is that what they were mimicking back in the day, the Thunderbirds?
I believe that's what they were going for.
Which is an old show, folks and kids out there. If you're not familiar, it's about puppets that fought crime against other puppets.
Yeah.
You know, puppet world.
I didn't.
It's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
What was it, 60s?
Yeah, it was.
This is 60s, man.
I think it's 60s or 70s, and it was
a bunch of marionettes.
I don't know.
Fighting crime.
It was just disturbing
it
to
was
me
like
to
Team
watch.
Team America was based off. Literally, that's what it's based. You watch it, and if you watch, you'll be like, "Whoa, this is fucking crazy." All right, well, that's gonna do it for this nerd update, Armando Aranda. I guess out of all these stories that we've discussed, which one sticks out to you the most? Which one is like really popping in to play here? And I've got a quick recap for you. So out of those four, out of the four stories, which one sticks out to you the most? We got the IMAX theater saying, fuck 3D. We got Star Trek Discovery saying, fuck Brian Fuller. We got The Simpsons saying, fuck y'all, we're making a sequel. We got Deadpool 2 coming up saying, fuck y'all, it's happening. I guess they're all kind of doing whatever they want anyway, but regardless, what do you think about it?
I think the biggest one is fuck 3D.
Right? IMAX is saying fuck 3D, dude. That's, wow. All right, I guess that's the death note for 3D. I guess that's like, hey, 3D, you don't got long, man. You better get your affairs in order, 3D.
Stop trying to make 3D happen.
Yeah, it's not, it's not going to work, 3D. We're sorry. Look, it was a fun, we had a good run while it lasted, 3D, but look, we got to move on. And we got to move on, bigger, better things, probably in other cities. What? Why would we talk about other cities right now?
I don't know.
In Silent Book, we're in New York. We're in Queens.
Queens.
Yep.
Yep.
We're still in Queens. So that's going to do it for this episode of Nerd Update. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our website, yotina.podmac.com. Check out our other shit. It's good, too. We mentioned it at the beginning. The YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, no space. And our follow our tweets, at Team Awesomic. That's going to do her. It's getting new,
yeah?
Rhonda.
Yeah.
Ready to mosey on out of this son of a bitch?
Mm-hmm. I'll start off my tractor trailer.
Yep, get that trailer hitched up, and I'll get the truck. Get to trucking. We'll get to going.
Keeping on going, yep. Trucking.
America. Living the dream. Damn it. This has been Team Awesome.
You're at Team Awesome, Mink. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.